Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Hour number two. Here on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159. We got a lot to do this hour. We're talking football. We got live action. Joe's been shaking his head. I mean, I don't know where he got involved with High Point.
I don't know, but they're down three with 340. It just stuck out. 71-68.
Did Matias get you involved in that, or was that your job?
I don't even know. I have Donovan Mitchell.
I've been trying to get Joe involved in winning plays, not losing plays.
Here we go.
There it is. He did tell you last night. I mean, the Clippers won by 60 last night. He said they get in on the Clippers. They won by 60.
Did they really? Let me just tell you this. I hit a parlay in basketball, college hoops. I get one side right. The other side just never comes in. I had Missouri the other night, Arkansas playing LSU, gutless. Another thing, I forget what I had, a Virginia, and I had a Cal. Virginia covers, Cal loses. Now Hofstra's down, dead to rights. They're down by two with 16 seconds left. Is there any shot High Point can cover this line? They're down three, laying 4.5.
They're down three, laying 4.5 with how much time?
340 left. I don't even know
it's
if
not
they have
possible.
I mean,
you need him to start. You need him to start getting to work, though. I know that. Need him to get to work, Joe. So we have a lot to do this hour. We've got all the football. We've got everything else and the live action. I'm watching some of the hockey now.
I can't
nice
get
effort.
Let me. Yeah, God. Yeah. No, this
is a nice effort
Donovan
again
Mitchell.
By the Thunder. Thunder up 33 on the Cavs. With Donovan Mitchell tonight?
Yeah, what does he
mistake.
Got?
He's 3 for 15 from the line. I mean, from the field. 3 for 15 from the floor. He's got 8 points.
You got to be. I mean,
3 for 15. I'll tell you one thing, Joe. He's giving you volume. He's definitely
Stop
giving you volume.
That is the only way Donovan Mitchell puts up 30-plus is if he takes 90 shots and converts 15% of them. That is the only way. Could this High Point's dead to rights? They're down five. They're dead in the water. Unbelievable.
Finished.
Give me an update. Matias, Kate Cunningham, is he close to 25? Or am I dead there? You there?
Cunningham.
Yeah, I'm there. Hold on. Let me work my magic real quick, Joe. Bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang. He's got 18.
He got 18. Yeah.
How much
and
time?
And your boy Siakam has 20 points.
What do you need from Kate Cunningham?
25 and Siakam for 25. Dead to rights.
See,
this High Point.
This High Point. It's 8 minutes
this
left.
This High
game,
Point.
So
you know, this High Point is 15-4, 3-1 in the conference, and they're getting smacked around by Longwood. Look at this team's name, the Longwood Lancers. I mean, now you got to be kidding me.
Where is that game?
At Longwood.
Well, that's the problem. Where that's is a tough place to play. That's a tough gym is to go into. In that
Hornet's
conference.
Nest. It's a tough Longwood. You know, you have no tough idea. Gym. What do you mean, tough gym?
Longwood's a tough team at home. You don't want to mess with them at home.
Let me see the field. 2-10.
Tough gym.
This Kamala Hamilton. You want to talk about Johnny Skidmarks? 2-10 from the field. 0-2 from three. 7 points. Unreal. You want to talk about hitting the skids? Kamani Hamilton on the road. How about this guy, Chase Johnston? 3-9 from the field. Three of eight from three.
The good news is, I got some late night college basketball plays for you. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get you fired up with some of these, okay? Because you know
I
love.
I'm getting smashed.
I love the Big West. I love the WCC. I love when these teams play late at night. So we're going to get involved with a few things. Santa Clara minus the 4.5 at Loyola Marymount. We're going to start with that, Joe. We're in on that. Okay. Loyola stinks. So we're going to take that there. We are going to go where I know the Anteaters are laying a big number tonight. 19.5, the Anteaters against Cal State Fullerton. That's a big number, Joe. Real big.
Anteaters?
But I think they.
Yeah, I'm in on Monk. I'm in on over 224. Monk for 4 threes and 25 points. No?
No.
This high point, they're down 4, Carver.
Hawaii
can we gut
tonight.
This out?
Hawaii on the Big Island against Northridge, minus 2.5.
I'm getting smashed in college hoops. You could care less.
I agree with that.
I'm giving you plays. I mean, I'm giving you stuff here late night, and you're talking about Malik Monk. You're not staying focused. Stay focused.
Stay focused. I'm getting smashed. Oh, look at this. Townsend. They scored with no time left. Oh, they lost.
Wait a second. You're in on Townsend too?
No, I had Hofstra plus the 4.5. They were down 62-60 with 10 seconds left. Of course, they give up a basket. They're down 64-60. They foul the kid with 1 second left. 65-60. I'm catching 4.5. We're dead to rights. Thankfully, it's a no-sweat token. I get the money back. Credit. IOU. They wrote it on a voucher. And 2 free drink tickets.
And your no sweat tokens have like 2 extra zeros on them from mine. Because I get like $5. You get like 500. So you got a fat piece with that no sweat token.
I don't know. Here's another one. Donovan Mitchell. Is this game over, Donovan Mitchell, or are we dead to rights?
I mean, it's over in terms of who's going to win the game. It's not over in terms of time remaining. It's not over.
Look at this Minnesota team. Minnesota stepping up.
Minnesota stepping up. 99-63 Thunder.
Dead to rights. You could care less.
How about the Clippers tonight in Portland? Clippers in Portland tonight.
It's back to back.
It's all right. I mean, they won by 60 last night. I mean, they got to have a little gas left in the tank.
It's the third quarter. This guy is getting smashed.
Joe, forget Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell's
set. Yeah, Joe, let it go.
He's like 3 for 20 now. It's over for Donovan. Donovan Mitchell. Finished.
Siakam, 20 points. I need 5. Kay Cunningham, what is this guy? He's got 20. I need 5 from both of these guys. Not going to get it. I'm not going to get it. Another one down the tubes. Call me Johnny Skidmarks tonight. Oh, man, I need this Malik Monk. God, Malik's Monks. This is what happened.
We all tried getting you off of Malik Monk. I tried getting off of Malik Monk before Carver got here, and Carver tried getting you off of Malik Monk when he got here. It's all bad for Malik Monk, Joe. I told you some bonus bounds, and I told you Sangoon points, and then you come at me with Malik Monk threes and Malik Monk vest. Malik Monk. Hit or miss.
Can't play Malik Monk.
What has Devin Booker got? Does he have 30 plus yet or no?
Man, you're all over the map, Joe. I mean, are you on every game that's on the board tonight? Like, is there a game you're not on?
You know, you got me in the cockpit early. You say I don't play. Now I got a ton of plays. I'm not hitting anything. Yeah.
There's no middle for you. You go from nothing to every game on the board. Booker's got 29. 29 for Booker. 6 minutes left in the game. Not a close game. Barbara Lee's Sports Grid Radio. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Marvin Lisi, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. You're hanging on.
Memphis laying 2.5. They're getting smashed, down 5 on the road in Temple. Laying 7.5. They're down 7. Signed, sealed, delivered. They cost me a parlay tonight. You gotta be kidding me. I can't get the right side. This is why you pulled me into College Hoops, and I don't even know why I play. Now I need this Malik Monk to step up with a lifetime performance. The guy hasn't scored 25 points, God knows when. And now he's going to have
playing Malik Monk.
I think it's a catchy name, Malik's Monk. You step up. Malik, let me see this. Malik Monk. Not even that. 4 threes. Like, who? I mean, all of a sudden, it's like Glenn Rice. He was 7 of 17 last time, 9 of 24. 8 of 25, always a volume player. Volume, Carver. Look at this, 9 of 24, 8 of 25, 7 of 17, and he didn't play January 14th against the Bucks, so he should be rested. What do you think? Malik's Monk, 4 threes and 25 points. This guy hasn't scored 25 since Jan 5 against the Warriors. He's due. The kid's due. What do you think?
Joe, he's scored. He's had a streak there where he had a bunch of big games, but I don't know. I wouldn't trust him, to be quite honest with you. Not
he's
really my
33% from 3-point land.
All right. I'm not in.
What does that mean, though?
I'm on the Anteaters. I'm on the Anteaters. I'm on Santa Clara.
Santa Clara.
Anteaters. Santa Clara. Hawaii.
You're telling me.
That's
no gauchos. So
no gauchos. No gauchos. Want to put it with the golf, Joe? You saw who
I No, you know what I want to put it with?
The first round at the Amex?
Here's what I want to put it with.
Yeah.
I'm getting smashed in the soups. Thankfully, they gave me 2 no sweat tokens, so at least that money comes back.
Man, you must live large over there, man. You really must. Like, you get it all. I mean, guys like me just getting the scraps.
For Penny Hardaway, Penny in Memphis, you're laying 7.5. You're 13-3, 3-0. I don't care if you don't cover the 7.5, but don't get run out of the gym in Philly. On a Thursday night, you're getting your ass handed to you. We're down 6 points. I'm like, how are we going to fight? I don't even know what we need here. Like, how do I get back into this game? Could Dante Harris will us back to overtime?
No. You're finished. That's the harsh reality of this situation. Finished. You got what we like to call no shot with that one. No shot.
Well, good news. Sorry. SGA just went through his 35, so that's good. Too bad that that hack Donovan Mitchell couldn't get to 25. Sky, you know, if I had such a bad performance like Donovan Mitchell, let me just say this, okay? The biggest thing would be, I would make sure I'm out there busting my ass for 4 quarters. Okay, down 30 or whatever. I'd make sure that I finish with 40. Window dress it.
So last week against the Thunder, when they played the Thunder last week, Joe, he had 11 points and he was 3-for-16 from the floor.
So
you'd
good.
Think
so
that he was
going to
bounce back tonight. Now he's 3-of-15 tonight for 8 points. That is gutless, man. The Cavs as a team are 6-for-24 from downtown.
Unbelievable.
That's why. That's how you lose by 40. Numbers like that. That's how you
I don't
get
know. I'm hoping that Dante Harris could will us back into existence. I'm hoping.
Dante Harris. Jeez.
I don't know. Somehow, some way. There's a minute left. Could we win the foul game? Maybe Temple's not a good free throw shooting team. Maybe we get it 81 up and some. Here it is. Come. I was looking at the wrong game.
Joe's back, Michigan. Baby. We got him in.
Joe's
he
back.
Knows.
Yeah.
Joe's back. College rack.
You hooked
He's
me
in.
With the banjo
He's
middle.
In.
I'm back into these gutless games.
I mean, I've been wanting to try to do some of these specials for these games this weekend, but you're just not.
What specials? Let's right. do it. We got 40 minutes of the show left. Well, what do you mean specials?
I know, but
every time I try to
start something new, you're screaming about this awful game or Malik Monk or, you know, you're all bent out of shape about everything going on. Bent out of shape.
I don't like losing hoops.
Let's go here. Weekly specials. Bring them up.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. This is terrible.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do some of these ones towards... actually, you know what, Joe? I'll start at the top so it's easier for you. I don't think there's anything great in the featured. Forget this stuff, Joe. Where's the one where they do the most for the weekend? Here we go. Most passing yards, divisional weekend.
Okay.
Goff +230. Mahomes +490. Allen 6-1. Jaden Daniels +650. Stroud +750. Lamar 8-1. Stafford +950. Hurts 15-1. Most passing yards.
I like Stroud and I like Daniels.
I like Stroud and I like Daniels too.
All right. So are we taking them? Watch.
I think we should.
Now what do you think?
See, the thing is that we like them for different reasons. That's the funny part. You like them because you think those teams can actually win.
Yes.
I like them because I think they're going to be trailing and throwing the football the entire second half, and they're going to get a lot of yards that way. We like them for different reasons, but we both like them. Harvard and Lisa Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159. Back to you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Harvard and Lisa with you, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM. Channel 159. Joe still shaking the head, very upset.
No, it's just how these games play. It's just how these games play out. It's just crazy. These hoop games are absolutely ridiculous. And now they're saying, I know Shane in Arkansas told me that Malik Monk has been injured. That's good. Maybe he was injured coming out of a hiatus. Maybe the rest did him good.
Well, he has been banged up, Monk.
Yeah, so that's good. Maybe he'll come out firing on all cylinders. That might be a good thing for me.
God bless and good luck.
Hey, that's how you like to send me off in regards to the sunset. Kate Cunningham. Look at this Cunningham.
Who now? Who else you chasing?
Kate Cunningham. I needed 5 points to hit a parlay. This guy can't get to 25. Unbelievable. He can't hit 2 threes when he counts.
The problem was that game, that Indiana-Detroit game, it was too much of a blue-collar game tonight. It wasn't enough points scored in that game. It was too blue-collar game.
So all these games are blue-collar. You know what? I'm going to jump in on the Kings over.
Jump in on the Kings over.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Yeah, it's on TNT. Why not? I'm going to jump in. How high can we go? How high? 225 even? Can we get to 240?
I'm not sure. Refresh your screen, Joe. You froze. Refresh your screen.
It's snowing outside. I'm lucky. My feet are
snowing out here too. Here also. Come on.
I mean, you don't have any. I'm in the abyss here. I'm in the depths.
All right. Got some. I got juicier numbers on this next one.
Well, what do you got?
Most rushing yards. Now it's hard because you have Barkley and Henry are so chalky. It's very super chalk. Plus 160.
Jimmy or Gibbs? Who are you going to take?
Plus 340. Gibbs? Well, I don't know. Can you really take Gibbs because Montgomery's back now? You really can't take Gibbs or Montgomery. Kyren Williams, plus 650. Joe Mixon, 18-1 on the injury report. I'll tell you one, not bad. James Cook, 18-1. Jaden Daniels, 28-1.
He's going to lead everybody in rushing? You got to be kidding me.
Lamar Jackson, 30-1.
Nah. I'm thinking, hang on. Joe Mixon is what?
18-1.
What about Pacheco?
50-1.
I like Mixon. Just to break one. He's a playoff guy. He rushed for 100 yards last week. No?
I mean, look, I don't think that these two guys at the top are absolute, no doubt about it, gimmies. Like, one of these guys could like you said, Bray could rush for a buck 17 or something like that and get this. Barkley could rush for 105, Henry 90, you know, who knows? But, you know, they're up there for a reason. I think there's a couple you could take a dart on. I think Cook's a fun one. I think Kyren Williams could be a fun one.
Yeah, I mean, Kyren Williams, I mean, they're going to need him to have a good effort, right? Here's the thing. Do you believe that they could be one, you know, it's bad weather, right? What about Hurts?
They don't, hold on. 55-1. He's not going to rush. Like he barely ran last week. He's not running. Not more than these other guys.
Okay. All right.
Like the only way Daniels or Lamar would get it is if they had one really big run, one really long run. That'd be the only way those guys would get it. I think Mixon and Cook, if you wanted to take a shot, Joe, maybe those guys are the best on the take a shot side. I'll give you a few other of these weekly specials when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back right after this one.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Arvin and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
Great. So what do you want to do
here?
So well, hear me out. What do you want to take? Yeah, we got two NBA games. You don't want to take the NBA. You just want to go with the college. I think I have another free bet. Maybe not. Do they mark this as a loser yet? No. That's because this game won't end with OKC. It's just like a slow death, this one.
You want to put it with the golf?
Put what with the golf? Put what? There's still 7 minutes.
JT Poston in the lead. JT Poston in the lead after the first round.
Donovan Mitchell, 8 points. Like this guy, like really, just scrape him up, this guy. You know, really. He is amazing. Just unbelievable. I'm a Malik Monk. 4 threes, 25 points in the open. I keep going back to Monk. The guy seems like he's ripe.
So you're in, Joe. I mean, you've got a position, and you need to stand on it. This is it. I mean, you're going after it. This is either going to be an I said it, or that's it. You know, you're out. Well, so you're going after it.
Ask me if I feel confident about it.
Do you feel confident about it?
No.
Why are you playing it?
Because now I'm all in. I'm pot committed on Malik's Monk.
Nobody's gonna think any less, Joe, if you just took those down. Cash them out and just start over.
No cash out. I'm in. That's it. I'm already in. No cash out. Over, and I'm in on Monk. And if he steps up, you're gonna hear it. Make no doubt about it. You're definitely gonna hear it.
Well, let me just say something, Joe. I want you to win. Okay? I root for you to win.
No, you don't.
You never.
You like when I lose.
Never.
At times.
You never root for me to win. You're never rooting for me to win.
That's
I
not
root
true.
For you to win.
But a lot of times,
all the time, I'm
not true.
For you to
not
win.
Not true.
You
want
never.
You want me to root against
to
my position to get your victory? That's the problem.
No. No.
Like my money doesn't count, and only yours does. Matthias knows. He's got the scorecard there. He told me before the show started, I'm up in terms of rooting for you, like 246 to 37.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, he said, he goes, Joe, I don't want to say this when Carver's there, but I rated the times that you root for Carver over the last 2.5 years in bets, and it came out in terms of it's a little raw, give or take, you know, plus or minus 2%, but it's like 247 to 36. I said,
you're going to have to go.
This is the way
I'm
glad
the
you know
again.
The team player on the team, because honestly, I can't root for this guy anymore before, like, you want me to start a GoFundMe? I don't know. At this rate, what do you want me to do? I'm rooting for you every day. You don't root for me.
You're going to have to crunch the numbers again, I guess. That couldn't be further from the truth. So, I know we should. Sure. It is what it is. Like, but let me just tell you something. Getting back to your original point, I hope Malik Monk scores 40 points tonight. I hope he hits a billion threes. I want you to win, Joe. I root for you to win. I'm not on the game. I don't care. I hope you eat. You eat all the time. I mean, nobody eats more than you. You come up big plates full of food, crack crab and lobster for everybody. You, the syndicate crew. You guys, you swim in it. There's so much of it. You guys eat in. So it's not a problem. It's okay.
Let me ask you this. What about this San Francisco, the Dons, on the road against Pepperdine? They could cover this 7.5.
No? I like it.
You like it. All right.
I like it. What does that mean? So then go the other way then. Take the awful Pepperdine team.
How about Loyola or Marymount plus the 4.5 as a home dog?
I already told you I like Santa Clara. Santa Clara is one of my plays. I mean.
Why is Santa Clara one of your plays?
Because they are a good team and Loyola sucks. That's why.
What about
you gotta
San
know what's
Diego?
Happening in the WCC.
What about San Diego plus the 12.5?
San Diego stinks.
All right, you know what? I'm going to take Marymount.
Marymount
and San Francisco.
It's fine. Take Marymount. I'm letting you know what the deal is here.
You're telling me it's a hot play? It's a hot play? The hot play is Santa Clara?
I'm on Santa Clara.
He's done his homework, Joe. He's clearly done his homework. Take his play. Don't fade him.
I'm on Santa Clara.
Carver knows West Coast hoops.
I'm on Santa Clara.
That line looks a little fugazi. 4.5 looks a little weird.
How
to
does
me.
It look fugazi? What's fugazi about it? What's fugazi about it? What do you think the line should be?
6.5. I mean, Marymount.
I mean, honestly.
Let me see this. Let me see this.
Why don't you play the Beavers against Gonzaga tonight? Why don't you go to that WCC game? Gonzaga coming to Corvallis.
And you like Hawaii, huh?
I love Hawaii against Northridge. Gotta love Hawaii tonight.
I can't stay up that late.
I'm not gonna stay up that late either. I'll wake up to that. I am. The Anteaters, minus 19 and a half.
Now, something don't look right there. It's 18 and a half on the duel. You got a bad line.
They're playing. Well, it's gone down a point then. They're playing the worst team in that conference. That team is pathetic.
I know. Something don't look right. Let me see.
Fine.
You see Davis.
Not on that game. Explain
this to me. Cal Poly is laying 5.5 to UC Davis.
Yep.
UC is 3-3 in the Big West. Cal Poly's 0-6. What gives? What's the reason why they're laying 5.5?
I'll tell you, I'm not going to be around to find out. I'm not playing that game.
Something smells.
I want no part of it.
Why not?
No part of it. You just said it. You just laid it all out there. That's enough for me to.
I'm going to take UC Davis.
Not be involved.
I'm going to take UC Davis plus the 186, minus the 7.5 with San Francisco. I'm not going to take the Marymount game. Something smells. Joey Smellmarks. I'm telling you. And maybe I'll lay. You know what? Maybe I'll alt the spread with San Francisco. I'll only lay 2.5. What do you think?
Alt the spread. I mean, Joe, these college teams, whatever, they usually cover without a sweat if they cover.
Let's see what happens, Carver. Only time will tell. Right. Could they end this Cavalier game so I get my money back?
You want your bonus bet back, huh?
Yeah, like, can we just, they lose by 24.
You got 3 minutes left. 131-107. I don't think Mitchell ever came back in the game. 3 for 15, he never came back.
Let me tell you
21
this.
Minutes.
Scrape him up. This guy shouldn't even be mentioned with the best all-time shooters in today's game. This guy is absolutely horrible. He's a volume player. He only puts in 30 when he shoots 90 shots. What are we going to do for the weekend? Let's talk about the leading receiver for the weekend. Give me that.
Okay, I can give you that. You're going to have to wait until we come back, though, now, because you waited until there was less than a minute left in the segment.
I already have
to get back to that.
I already have the guy I love.
All right, we'll find out when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159, great to have you aboard here with us. All right, so Joe wanted the receiving one for this weekend. This is most receiving yards for the entire weekend, all four games.
It's going to be what? St. Brown, McLaurin.
I got to tell you, but Puka's the favorite. That's kind of, I'll say now, I've told you I like that Stafford and McVay combo. I'm a little surprised he's the favorite, Joe, just because I understand he gets a lot of the volume, but as you know, weather could be very spotty there.
I think that game plan, that's weird. That's weird. So where is McLaurin? Where is Collins? Where is...
All right, well, Collins is the second favorite at plus 480. He's the second choice on the board. Well, Joe, plus 480 is just a nice hit for what
you
put
in there. No, I know, but
I
don't want him to be second on the board. I was hoping he'd be fourth or fifth. I really, you know... Collins
McLaurin's,
would be the one.
McLaurin's fifth at plus 850.
Where's Jameson Williams?
10-1. He's right after McLaurin.
Honestly, I believe, and I already booked this, alt spreads. I already took the over in Texans and Kansas City up to 49.5, and I already took the over in the late game on Saturday into the 60s, 62 and a half. So I believe those two games could go under. I'm a little leery of the other two because of the weather and just how I think those games will play out. I don't think they could be. I don't think they will be shootouts as much per se. You know,
so you want to attack the passing from one of those two games on Saturday. You want to get somebody from those games. I don't think you want. I'm with you. I don't think I would want for most receiving yards someone from the Sunday game.
Yeah.
I think both the Sunday games have some weather questions to them, and I think that those could turn those games into potentially blue collar games. So I'm not. I'm with you. I think if we're going to take someone on this, we take someone from Saturday, one of those four teams.
Now, we haven't talked about the Kansas City side, and so what is Hollywood Brown?
33-1.
Want to take him?
I feel like for us to get that, he'd have to catch a long touchdown.
It's either him or Worthy. Which one do you have more?
He ain't having nine catches for 150 yards. Like he's gonna.
All right, what's Hopkins?
He's got to catch a long one.
What's Hopkins?
Hopkins is 75-1. I think it's the same.
Now, why would Hopkins be 75 and Marquise be 33?
Because I believe the books think that Brown's a bigger part of the offense now than DeAndre Hopkins. I think we could get a touchdown out of Hopkins. I think we could get some good alts out of Hopkins. Like lower alts, Joe, not like 100. I'm saying I don't think he's going to have the most receiving yards. Like what's he for like 50, 60, etc.? What are they giving you for him? I'm going to bring that up real quick. Hold on.
Yep.
What's the matter?
I had to focus myself.
All right, here we go. Listen to these Hopkins alts, Joe.
Got it.
40 plus 138, 50 plus 230, 60 plus 350, 70 plus 540. I think that's where we go Hopkins. I think that was
all right. So let's go Hopkins on that. So then if we're talking weekend leader, I think Collins at 480. I still think we take a shot on Hollywood Brown. 33-1, Carver. I mean, come on. That's got legs. If it's a shootout and Mahomes and Stroud are dealing, come on. You don't think, I mean, Hollywood Brown could be the X factor. No? Come on.
I don't love it. I don't love it.
Could this game end? We got 3 seconds left. Could we just kill it with this stupid Cavalier game? I will never bet the Cavaliers again. Just totally gutless. Like
I'll go in with
kidding.
You on you know, I feel like these JMO numbers have been so torched. Like even like his not like these Jameson Williams numbers are awful this week for everything. Laporta not enough. Laporta won.
Who else do we have for the Texans? Nico, Mechie.
It's Nico or nothing. Mechie's a stiff. I mean, he's not going to.
What's Dalton Schultz?
I mean, he's 60-1, but he's not going to have the most receiving yards of the weekend. It's not going to happen.
What about Zacchaeus for Washington?
55-1.
You don't think he could do it?
Duami Brown, 65-1.
I'm not taking Duami Brown. He's cost me money week one against Tampa Bay. He absolutely killed me. I can't do it. I can't. I refuse. Can't do it. They haven't credited me back the no sweat so I could get in on the San Francisco game.
I mean, you got it. The game just ended.
That's
ended.
That's it. I want it automatic. They have no. They want my money exactly when the game starts.
I'll take McLaurin with you if you want.
You want to take McLaurin, Nico, and who else? Let's just take Marquise Brown. What happens if it's a shootout? What if the guy has 150 yards?
Marquise Brown. All right.
Amon Ross St. Brown, the sun god. By the way, it's known for him to have big games when he plays against guys who were drafted in front of him, and he already mentioned De'Ami Brown's name. He's like, he was De'Ami drafted Brown. In front of him, and he won't forget. De'Ami Brown. And again, he goes off.
Bringing up De'Ami Brown. Come on.
He did. Amon-Ra St. Brown is a wild man. He remembers all the wide receivers drafted in front of him. He remembers. I promise you guys, he said it on Hard Knocks.
You see what this guy does?
He was on the podcast, guys. He was on the podcast. He did his podcast this week, and he mentioned it.
Knows about De'Ami Brown. I know with De'Ami Brown because he was gutless at North Carolina with Sam Howell and cost me money.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Yeah, and I do remember him bringing this up. Matias, about the Hard Knocks with Amon-Ra St. Brown, with all the receivers who were taken in front of him. I do remember him bringing that up. But he's right. I mean, he did bring it up again this week. They got a guy. Here's a quote, Joe. Quote, the Commanders, they got a guy before me over there. I believe his name is De'Ami Brown, St. Brown said. Quote, I don't forget things like that. I see him across the sideline from where I'm standing during the game. I'm going to give every team hell. Relax. I get that, you know, you always want to be motivated, Joe.
I can see Nico Collins, you know, elite wide receivers. We're talking about a has-been fourth-string De'Ami Brown that has basically 10 catches on the year. Yeah, come on.
I'll say this, Joe. He might have 10 catches on the year. It feels like 8 of them are in the last 2 or 3 weeks. He's had some big plays for Washington the last couple of weeks. You can't deny that. Much.
He's going to be a 9 factor this game. All right, now here we go.
I don't necessarily disagree with you.
You know what? De'Ami Brown's the second coming of Art Monk. You're right. Art Monk coming out this weekend. You know why I said Art Monk? Because I'm on Malik's Monk, starting in 5 minutes. Malik's Monk. All right? And meanwhile, they still haven't graded. They were so quick to grade SGA as a winner. Could we grade Donovan Mitchell as a loser, the hack, so I can get my free bet back? So I could put in this Dons and UC Davis. Obviously, this is a hot play. I could tell you this right now. Something's up. The Vegas Syndicate. Oh, hot play. Hot play. Ranked team versus the unranked team. Why is Cal Poly undefeated? This is something up. Something's up. I'm going against the grain. UC Davis. Plus the points. Plus the money line. 198.
Okay? I'm not on that game. That game's got no. That game's not on my radar.
No juice for you. No juice for you.
I don't want anything to do with those two teams. Nothing to do with it.
Why? It doesn't. It doesn't meet your tentacles didn't go.
Doesn't fall into any of the parameters, Joe. Doesn't fall into any of the parameters for tonight. That game. Very selective. Very selective with the college hoops.
All of a sudden, you're already very told selective. You. Here we go.
We're already Santa Clara, Anteaters, Hawaii. That's where we're going tonight.
All right, I'm on this UC Davis and the Dons. Every time I feel like this Dons late either. Night move.
I kind of like the Dons. The Dons would have been the next one on the list.
Can I get the free bet back so I can put it in 3 minutes? I don't want to waste my own money on these.
You got enough gas in the tank there. Go ahead and just put it in and save the no sweat.
They don't deserve my money.
You got enough gas in the tank.
There you go. Always egging me on. They're totally not right. Meanwhile, these profit boosts, I still don't know how to navigate through this app. I'm clicking to see what profit boosts I have. I couldn't even tell you. 15, 20, I don't even know what sports they're on. Table tennis, God, I mean, this is ridiculous. I don't even know. Don't get me started. All I know is that Malik Monk better start fast. I better hit click, refresh, and see 3 threes in the first quarter. Coming right out of the gate with 10 points, 12 points to start. I want him juiced up. He better come out like he's running the Kentucky Derby tonight.
So tomorrow, Joe, a big football Friday.
on we got to cover everything.
Carver and Lisi.
Are we putting any SGPs together for the title game? Are we doing anything?
We got a lot of time tomorrow night. Why don't we do one for every game over the weekend? All four games.
All right. We'll go small because that could be.
I can't do an SGP for Monday night. I don't have player props in New York. No player props.
Yeah, I mean, even now in 2025, you can't get a Dabo in and say.
No, you know what they're worried about now, Joe? The casino game, the iGaming is what they want on the phones in New York. So they're trying to get that pushed through.
What do you mean the iGaming? What do you mean?
You know, like you can go on FanDuel and play like the blackjack in Jersey or do a.
They don't have that in New York?
They do not have that in New York. They want to add that.
How stupid were they? With all the penny slot players in New York that travel to Atlantic City, man.
Either way, here nor there. Tomorrow, Joe, all four games for the weekend. We'll try to slide in SGPs for all of them, and we will do picks for Notre Dame, Ohio State for Monday nights as we'll be together. Carver and Lisi, we'll see you tomorrow on the grid.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.